Hello, friends, and welcome to episode number 26 of the Lose Weight, Create Life podcast. It's been 6 months since my last episode, and that seems like a long time in my head, but for me, it doesn't feel like that long ago, really. 6 months ago was back in October of 2019, and back in October of 2019, I had one of the biggest health scares, if you will, of my life, and it was one that ended or resulted in me ending up in the hospital for almost 2 weeks. I want to touch on that real quick and then kind of bring you up to speed as to where we're at now. So back in October, for a few years now, I was having problems with my colon and was diagnosed several years ago with a condition called diverticulitis, which is an inflammation of the colon, which can cause all sorts of problems, including infection, and sometimes it needs surgically treated. At the time, I didn't need any surgery, though. Everything was pretty well maintained with antibiotics, and it was very few and far between when I would get a flare-up. Well, in October, I had a pain one afternoon, and just it wouldn't go away. It was constant, and I was constantly going back and forth to the restroom, and I thought it was something GI wise, but I wasn't sure. So I went to the emergency room, and that trip resulted in me getting admitted to the hospital, because although they couldn't figure out what was going wrong with me, they didn't want me to leave because I was still in a lot of pain even after they had given me painkillers, which for anybody that's been to the hospital with a lot of pain knows it's not comfortable, and they didn't want to send me home like that. Then I'm admitted to the hospital, get taken in, get set up. In my head, I'm thinking, man, well, I'll be out probably the next day or two. I'm sure I'll be feeling better once they give me antibiotics and everything, and this will easily blow over, I thought. Then almost 2 weeks later, I was still in the hospital. It was about, I want to say, 10 or 11 days total I was in there. And it was really one of the lowest points of my health. And I couldn't eat anything. Everything upset my stomach, even something as simple as chicken broth, which is given to people even with gut problems. And even that was making me sick. And then they ended up putting me on a PIC line, which gives you basically like a liquid nutrition. It's kind of looks like a big bag of milk that just goes into your bloodstream and gives you nourishment. After the first day of having that, I started to feel a lot better, and they kept me on that for, I believe, 3 days. And within those next 3 days, I started feeling a lot better, was able to eat again, and was just feeling more like myself again, even though I was attached by my arm to this machine that just basically gave me nutrition. And it was just very interesting and very scary time, I'm sure you can imagine. This ultimately led me to seeing a bunch of different doctors about why the problem was there in the first place. And the underlying theme was it was my colon again, my diverticulitis, which I had had problems with before, like I mentioned. And where that wasn't as much of a surprise to me, the big surprise was everybody I spoke to said that I would need surgery after. And having surgery on your colon, at least in my eyes, was kind of a big deal and not something that I really wanted to go through. Now, after I was released from the hospital, I was given about a month and a half before they wanted to operate. And this gave me some time to kind of get my mind right about having surgery done again. Because like I've mentioned on here before, the last time I had surgery, it kind of screwed things up as far as my getting healthy, my fitness, and it kind of sent me down the unhealthy route again and led to a lot of weight gain. And that was something I definitely did not want this time around. Well, after getting out of the hospital, I had lost a lot of weight because, again, I wasn't eating anything and I really couldn't tolerate anything. And I was really, really too skinny and very under or malnourished and just didn't feel right. at that point, I was trying to gain weight because I didn't feel right and nothing I was doing felt right. So I tried to put weight back on, which, as things tend to do, I did a little too much of. It wasn't back to where I started weight loss wise, but I set myself back a little bit, but that's not the end of the world. This leads me to the surgery. So a couple days before Christmas, December of 2019, I went in and had the procedure done. They removed a part of my colon that was damaged from the previous diverticulitis and just basically reattached my colon with the two good ends. That's kind of the basic part of what happened. And ever since then, luckily, knock on wood, I've been really good and things have been feeling great. I've been exercising again more routinely than I have been in the past. And some slight discomfort around my colon where the incision was, but not as bad as it was before when I was having problems, of course. And things have all in all been pretty decent. So I've been very grateful for that and very thankful that I haven't had more pain than I am now, or I had then, I guess. And as I've been going forward, I kind of put off the podcast for a little while when I was going through problems, of course. And then I got out of the habit of it when I even thought about making more episodes. Now here we are 6 months later, and we're finally putting out another episode again. And over that time, I've kind of rethought how I want to do things and reintroduced new ideas of how I wanted things to go going forward. And I think it's going to kind of be played with just kind of intermittently. I know I said before I wasn't going to have as strict of an upload schedule and just make it more spontaneous. And when I felt like something I wanted to put out there was important, I would put it out there. And I think that's what I'm going to continue to do. And that makes me excited because I don't necessarily like the pressure of having to do one every single week and feel like I needed to put something out, even if I didn't feel like I had something to share. And that's one thing I'm excited for. And going forward, I look forward to doing that. I wanted to put this one out there as a little buffer episode just because it's been a while. I gave an update episode the last time I put out an episode, and now this is basically another one. However, I think this is important so you know what was going on with me during that time. And luckily, after I got the okay from the doctors to start working out again, right away, I started working through a program by a trainer, bodybuilder. His name is Jeff Nippard, and I started working through one of his programs, a full body program, and things have been feeling great ever since. I'm very thankful to be healthy again and be more active and a lot stronger than I was before, which has been surprising to me, but also just a blessing. And I'm really excited to see where I can continue to take myself weight loss wise and just as I continue to lift weights and get stronger. I'm excited to see where it goes. And I'm finishing Jeff's program this week as I record this, and I'm planning on starting a new program immediately after. I'm just excited to go through the whole process, continue to learn, continue to grow, and continue to move forward. And in the next few episodes, I'll probably outline a little bit more about the quarantine as we're sitting through it now. As I'm recording this podcast, it's April 6th, and we are in the midst of the quarantine, and I hope to shed a little more insight as to what I've been doing and things I've thought have been productive and hopefully can share to you that maybe you can implement in some fashion. I think that's all I have for today. I hope you are doing well and you are staying sane during this crazy time in our life. If you have any insight, questions, or anything, or if you just want to start a conversation, I would love to connect. My handle on Instagram is at Ryan Tomko, and I would love to connect with you there. Until next time, have a great day, and just remember, you are worth your dreams.